الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, our program, Links of Spiritual Light. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you know that in this silsila, in this program, we are talking about the beautiful characters, biographies of the Shuyukh of the Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've discussed in the previous silsilas, some of the, mashallah, very beautiful personalities from the shuyukh of this beautiful silsila. And also we've learnt about the importance of bay'ah, why we have to do bay'ah and what kind of conditions are to choose for yourself a spiritual guide, a spiritual leader, a sheikh-e-kamil. Today, inshallah, azawajal, we are going to be talking about the beautiful personalities of the 30th, 31st and the 32nd shuyukh of this Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya silsila. And inshallah azza wa jal, I'm going to start off with the poem, the couplet that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has written. De Muhammad ke liye, rozi kar Ahmad ke liye, khane fazlullah se hissa gada ke vasite. Now here the word khan. Khan means dastarkhan, a tablecloth, or food, and gada means beggar. Now, the dua that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is making is that, O Allah, for the sake of Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhammad and Shaykh Ahmad, give this beggar his share from his generous donations. Yani, from the generous donations or the dastarkhan of these pious buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So in this couplet, the wasila of the 30th, the 31st and the 32nd shuyukh has been asked in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, their biographies, just inshallah Azza wa Jal, the first sheikh that we are going to learn about the biography is the 30th sheikh in this silsila, Hazrat Sayyiduna Sheikh Muhammad Kalpavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was born on 102 Hijri in a town called Kalpi in India. And his father was Hazrat Sayyiduna Abi Sa'id Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And he went to the city of Dakkan and he went missing. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sheikh Muhammad Kalpavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali grew up in the arms of his blessed mother. And at the age of 7 years, he started studying under the guidance of the great Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Yunus Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He then went to study with and met Sayyiduna Jamalul Awliya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And as soon as he saw him, the Shaykh accepted him in his bay'ah and also gave him the permission in all the spiritual chains, all the spiritual ijazats, and made him as his Khalifa, his successor. Now, you know, a lot of the times when you go to a Sheikh Sahib or a Pir-e Kamil, they will give you some wazaifs to read. And a person, he will read these wazaifs, he will read these special prayers, and he will start to climb the rank. And then, accordingly, the shuyukh, they normally give the ijazat. But alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, as you can see, that Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhammad Kalpavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he went to his Shaykh Sahib, he was given the ijazat straight away. And from the age of 7. Now why? Because if you look at his life, we're going to look at his seerat at the very tender age of 7. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it says that he never ever missed his salah with the jamaat. Now, from the age of 7. Now, at the age of 7, you know, normally children don't even know how to offer their salah. Children don't even know how to stand up in salah. But mashallah, Azza wa Jal, from a very young age, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad Kalpavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he never missed his salah with the Jamaat. Now, that also tells you about his upbringing. You know, it tells you how he was brought up by his mother. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad Kalpavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, for 26 years, the last 26 years of his life, he would fast for every single day. Apart from the 5 roze that are haram, he would fast for the last 26 years of his life. Now, this is something that we saw in the previous shuyukh as well. That alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the tariqah, the way of the buzurganeddin rahimahumullah were that they would do a lot of ibadah. They would worship, they would keep for nafli roze. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, another important part of their life was Islamic education. And this is the Islamic education, my dear Islam brothers, that today we see that people are very, very far behind from Islamic education. And that is why sometimes we see that there are so many problems in our lives. There are so many problems that, you know, people are complaining that I got one problem, that goes, another problem comes. Now the reason could be, I'm not saying that it is, but the reason could be that we are turning away from our deen. We are turning away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And everyone you see today, majority of the people, you know, we're in this rat race. And all we're after is the wealth of this world. But when it comes to the deen, sadly deen is number 2 for us. Or sadly for some people, deen, you know, is right down the list. Yeah, first I need to, you know, promote myself in this world. First I need to make a name of myself in this world. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, throughout this whole silsila, we've learnt about alhamdulillah azza wa jal 29, and today we're learning about the 30th shuyukh in this silsila. But alhamdulillah, one of the common things that we see from these beautiful people, these beautiful personalities, is that they educated themselves in the deen first. You know, and don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean that these shuyukh, because they were educated in the deen, they had, you know, they didn't know anything about the dunya. That is wrong. You know, you will see majority of these shuyukhs, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, were very, very educated people. And as they say, when you choose the deen, Allah will give you the dunya for free. And there are so many, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, personalities in the history of Islam. We have Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah azza wa jal, later on, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we'll be talking about his great personality as well. You know, he was, mashallah azza wa jal, educated in the deen. Yet when he come to the dunya, Ala Hazrat had knowledge of more than 50 different sciences, 50 different types of knowledge Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had. So why was it that, yeah? It was the gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you choose the deen, Allah Ta'ala will give you the dunya for free. And this is proven from the life of these shuyukh. And it says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhammad Kalpavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went to his Peer-e-Kamil, his Shaykh, and then he returned back in the later part of his life, and he started teaching people whatever he learned from his Shaykh. And again, my dear Islamic brothers, you know, the Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhammad Kalpavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, if you dwell right into his seerah, you know, not only was he, you know, preaching the deen, but, you know, people were so attracted to him. They would come to him, well, because of his taqwa, his piety, his humbleness. One of the beautiful characteristics of these shuyukh is their humbleness, their ajzi. They never, you know, thought to themselves that they've got this high rank as well. And, you know, whatever, you know, their dealings with the people, you know, with the surroundings, subhanallah, it was amazing. And that's exactly what we need to do and adopt in our life as well. Humility, humbleness, ajzi, fear of Allah, taqwa. We should try to adopt this in our lives. Naturally, Piyare Islam Bhaiyo, you know, a person, you know, we're sinners. We will commit sins. But then again, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity to do tawbah. The door of tawbah, the door of repentance is still open. Until we are alive, the door of repentance is always going to be open. So please don't think that I've committed so many sins in my life, You know, maybe this is the first time you've joined this silsila and you've learnt about this beautiful personality and you think to yourself, how can I change my ways? How can I change myself? Don't worry, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the beautiful platform of Dawat Islami, inshallah Azza wa Jal, will change you and through you will change many, many people. And this is proven. And if you look at in the mahol of Dawat Islami, so many Islami brothers, you know, their past life or, you know, how they grew up. But yet when it came to changing, they changed their ways just like that. Now for some people, it does take time. But never ever give hope. Never ever give up in the way of the shaitan. Always keep fighting the shaitan. As Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the glorious Quran, that no doubt the shaitan is your open enemy. So the shaitan is our enemy. He can never be our friend. He can never be our partner. But again, the shaitan, what does he want? Does he want money from us? He doesn't want money. He doesn't want any materialistic thing. He wants that spiritual iman that you have inside you. The shaitan is after our iman. And we need to fight back. And we need to make our iman stronger. Whenever you commit a sin, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, always turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is great. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That do not despair the mercy of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives most of your sins. Never despair the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful, the most generous, the most kind. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've learnt from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is the time that, my dear Islam brothers, we try to change our ways, our life as well. And coming back to Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Muhammad Kalpuvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he died 65 years old on the 2nd of Sha'ban, 1071 Hijri. And he has written 13 books in his entire life. His Mazar-e-Pak today is in Kalpi in India. The 31st Shuyukh of the Qadriya Razaviya Tariya Silsila, Hazrat Sayyiduna Mir Sayyid Ahmad Kalpavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He was also born in Kalpi in India. And his early education was through his father Muhammad bin Abi Sa'id al-Hasani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now this is another common thing that we find, that majority of these shuyukhs, when they learned their early education, it was their fathers, you know, it was their mothers who gave them that early education. And today, if we come back to our life again, now what we're doing, my dear Islam brothers, is we are looking at the lives of these shuyukhs, and then we're coming back, because here, the main reason for this silsila, for this program, is so that we can learn, what is it that I can learn from the lives of these buzurg? That what is it that I can learn from the lives of these beautiful personalities, that I can change my life as well? And one of the beautiful things that we've learned from their lives is their education, their upbringing, was majority was through their fathers. And as if you are a father, you are listening to me now. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, it is the duty of the father to educate his own children. It is the duty of the father, it is the duty of the mother to educate their children in the deen. Okay, we send our children to the madrasa, but you know, the sad fact is, yeah, we know what the situation is, yeah? When I want to send my children to the madrasa, if I feel like it, or if they feel like it, they will go to the madrasa. And then, I've got this to do, that to do, this year, one day they can't come to the madrasa for this reason. So we are picking and choosing our deen, and that shouldn't be the case. We want our children to grow up in an environment, in a society that will inshallah azza wa jal prosper. And the way that our society will prosper in this world is not to follow the materialistic rulers, is not to follow those rulers who take interest, who take bribes. That is not the way forward. The way forward is to bring up your children according to the rules and the rights of Sharia. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, these children will be leaders, and these children inshallah Azza wa Jal will be role model for our generation to come. Or else what will happen is that if we as parents are spending our time running after the dunya, what do we expect for the children to do? Inka kya hoga? What do we expect them to do? If the father is working 24/7, do you expect that your son will grow up and go to the masjid and become Hafiz and Alim, you might be thinking, yeah, that's what my son is doing. Yeah, but then again, my dear Islamic brothers, there are so many children that I know personally who used to go to the madrasa, who became Hafiz e Quran, who became Alim e Deen. Yeah, when he came to the parents, yeah, you've done your education now, go and work. Yeah, all that mehnat, all that struggle, all the hard work has gone down the drain. If they've done Hifaz, they never went back to the Quran again. Hifaz is over. They might be called Hafiz Saab on the street. People might call them Hafiz Saab. But we need to understand that a true Hafiz is the one who not only memorized the Quran, but he knows it as well. So try, you know, if you have a son or your daughter, mashallah, if they are Hafiz or Hafiza, you know, please try to tell them and try to, I'm saying make sure that they sit down, they do their manzil or else they're going to forget it. And you look at the jazba of these buzurg rahimahumullah, you know, their parents, alhamdulillah, they made sure that their children were educated in the deen. And my dear Islam brothers, like I said before, don't worry about their dunya. Allah Ta'ala, if they are going to live in this world for 100 years, I guarantee you, Allah Ta'ala will give their rizq for that 100 years. We do the hila, Allah does wasila. Hum hila karte, Allah wasila banata hai. So we are all here, Allah Ta'ala will make us wasila, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So please educate your children in the deen as well. And about Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Sayyid Ahmad Kalpuri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, after completing his studies, he did bayat with his own father at the age of 24 when he completed his studies and took over from his blessed father. Yani his father, whatever position he was in the deen, he took over the position of his father at the age of 24 years. Subhanallah. His character, very humble and God-fearing. Also, he lived a very simple life following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, another beautiful characteristic that we learn from this shuyukh is their simplicity. You know, their simplicity, their ajizi, their humbleness. And again, we need to try to adopt that in our way of life. You know, you're not going to be the best person in the world by wearing the most expensive clothes. You're not going to become the most beautiful person but by wearing the best makeup, the best perfume. You know, your character will tell people how good you are. Your character will tell people how good you are, and your character will make sure that you look beautiful in front of the people. We are today, you know, we're worrying about materialistic things. I want to wear the best perfume. I want to wear the best makeup, ma'azallah. I want to have the best clothing, the best shoes, the best car. You know, why are we not thinking about the real best things? These are not best things. These are all materialistic things. If you drive the best car, what's that best car going to do to you? Is it going to give you a life of 1,000 years? No. If you're wearing the best shoe clothes, then what? When you die, they're going to take your clothes off. When you die, they will take your shoes off. They will take most expensive watches that you are wearing. Everything will be taken off from you. So why are you wasting your time on all these materialistic things that are going to perish one day? And then remember what Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And then on the day of judgment, you will be asked about every blessing that Allah Ta'ala has given you. All these things are blessings. Have we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for the best car we have today? Have we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for the best house we have? Have we thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for having the best parents, for having the best brothers and sisters? These are all ni'mat. These are all blessings, bounties from Allah Azza wa Jal that we need to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for. Or else, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, on the day of judgment, when Allah Ta'ala asks us about these blessings, we might not be able to answer Him. And remember, these blessings and these ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us, sometimes it is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And believe me, seriously, we don't want to be failing this test on the day of judgment. And, you know, the Buzurgan-e-Din, you know, a very simple life. You know, they would eat very simple food. They will wear the very simple clothing. Now, it doesn't mean that, ma'azallah, they would wear tatty clothes and, you know, dirty clothes. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about just simple clothing, where you can buy a madri libas. You know, madri libas, chadar, you know, I'm wearing a chadar, alhamdulillah. This is the mentality that Amir al-Sunnah has given us. Yeah, chadar, white clothing, simple. You get them for roughly about £15, £20 from the maktaba. So we can do with £20 clothing. What's the point wearing, you know, clothing £100? And then especially on weddings, Allah Ta'ala forbid, Muslims, you know, we are just slashing, just throwing that money away. Yeah, that has to be, Allah Ta'ala will ask us about this money on the day of judgment. The ulama, they say that on the day of judgment, a person will not be able to move unless he has answered 5 questions. And 2 of the questions are, how did you earn your money and where did you spend your money? Again, we need to think, how did I earn my money? Was it through halal means or haram means? Obviously, we're the ones who are going to make the choice. There's no compulsion in religion. No one's going to force me to earn halal money. No one's forcing me to earn haram money. I need to make that choice. Allah Ta'ala has given me a brain. You know, Allah Ta'ala has given me wisdom. I need to think for myself. What is right? What is wrong? And if I choose the wrong way, don't be thinking to yourself that, okay, if I make a mistake, I can always come back to the straight path. Are you going to get that chance? There are so many people who don't get that chance. You know, people die in their infancy, people die in their childhood, people die in their, you know, their teens, people die in their youth, people die in old age, so people die in different ages. So don't think to ourselves, we should never ever let the shaitan whisper this in our minds that I've got plenty of life, let me live a life of luxury, let me live a life, you know, of ma'azallah, disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. When I grow old, when I get, you know, when I'm retired, and then I can come and I can go to the masjid, because so and so, Baba Ji, I saw, he never used to pray namaz, and now when he's retired, he's in the masjid. Yeah, don't look at that Baba Ji. Look at that young child, or you look at that young boy we learnt about, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad Kalpuvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, 7 years old. But he never missed his salah, he never missed his namaz with the jamaat. Look at that people. Don't look at an old man who lived his life in sins and now he wants to change his life. Still that is good because he's still alive. You never know, Allah Ta'ala is merciful as we've heard. Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. If they repent sincerely in the court of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But the salah they missed in their lives, you have to do qaza-i umri. Do they know the masail? So why are we looking at that person? Why are we not looking at the other people? Hazrat Sayyidina Mir Ahmad Kalpuvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was so pious that most of his time he spent in ibadat. Most of his time, you know, where do we spend most of our time? With our friends, our home watching the telly, ma'azallah watching the films. Well, you know, listening to music, that's where our time is spent. But look at these pious people, most of their time was spent in ibadat. And in his youth age, most of his time when he was a young person, he spent time in his ibadat. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful character that we learn from these Buzurgan Deen Rahimahumullah. Hazrat Sayyidina Mir Ahmad Kalpavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He passed away on 1084 Hijri on a Thursday, and his Mazar-e-Pak is in Kalpi in India. The 32nd Buzurg of this beautiful Qadriya Razaviya Tariya Silsila, Mir Sayyid Fazlullah Kalpavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He was born in Kalpi in India as well. Again, his early tarbiyat, his early education was through his father, Mir Sayyid Ahmad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He passed away on the 12th of Zulqa'datul Haram on 1111 Hijri. His Mazar-e-Pak is also in Kalpi. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we've learnt about 3 of the beautiful biographies, personalities of the Qadriya Razaviya Tariya Silsila Shuyukhs. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, make dua that Allah Ta'ala through their wasila, through their ibadat, through their taqwa, Allah Ta'ala give us taqwa and Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to do His ibadat as well. And remember, my dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madani Channel is trying to bring you these silsiles, these biographies, so that we can learn and we can change our lives for the better. And remember, like I said before, no one can force you to change. If you want to change for the better, that's going to benefit you, it's going to benefit your family. If you don't want to change, you want to live your life the way you are living, drugs, alcohol, all these life, you know, you're going to destroy your life, and then on the day of judgment, we will be humiliated in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in front of the whole creation. May Allah ta'ala forgive our sins. May Allah ta'ala protect us from the mischiefs of the shaitan. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, please keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.